From the WLRN Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The suspect arrested for the January shootings inside the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport had been held just months earlier on a mental health evaluation in Alaska. While Governor Rick Scott has said he supports making it harder for mentally ill people to have guns, no such proposal is on the agenda for the upcoming legislative session. Michael Oslin and the Herald-Times Tallahassee Bureau looked into the latest calls for action dealing with mentally ill people and guns.
After the latest shooting in Fort Lauderdale, we heard a lot of lawmakers making the same sorts of arguments that they make after every mass shooting, and that is that the real problem with gun violence is mental illness, and that the best solution is to fix mental health care in this country. And so my colleague Kristen Clark and I decided to dig into that and try to really understand what proposals are out there, what there's appetite for changing here in Florida, and what's worked in other states. And what we found is that in Florida, at least, there isn't much interest in the legislature or from the governor to really make dramatic changes to gun laws to keep them out of the hands of people who might be more inclined to commit an act of mass violence.
Governor Rick Scott started this latest round of discussion with a comment shortly after the shootings in Fort Lauderdale. Any more talk from him or state lawmakers about that?
Yeah, about a week after the shooting, he said that there should be, you know, some sort of mechanism to take guns from people who are mentally ill. But he walked that back as we asked him for details over the following couple of weeks. We talked to him in person twice and to his office as well, and were never able to get any details other than that the governor supports the Second Amendment.
Are there any other groups being targeted as people we want to keep guns away from other than felons?
The political discussion centers around the mentally ill. But if you talk to, you know, some of the experts and advocates we've talked to, they'll say, well, the real issue is people who have a history of violence. So maybe they've committed domestic violence that was just filed as a misdemeanor. Maybe we should be looking at those groups and talking less about the mentally ill at large.
Around this idea, there have been a lot of questions about what constitutes a mental illness. What have the experts told you about that?
Yeah, the question of who do we want to keep guns away from is sort of the big question, because no one really wants to stigmatize mental illness, and no one wants to disincentivize people seeking treatment. If people are afraid they're going to lose some of their constitutional rights as a result of seeking treatment, they won't go get help.
To add to that, then, let's talk about the incidence of gun violence caused by people who've been diagnosed with mental illnesses.
Yeah, there's a professor out of Duke University. His name is Jeff Swanson, who's done a lot of the really good research about gun violence in general. And he found that mental illness is only accounting for like 4% of gun violence. And so, you know, taking guns away from everyone who is mentally ill would not take care of most of the violence we see.
How are other states dealing with this?
There's an idea called gun violence restraining orders, which is where the police can take your gun for a couple of weeks, and then you go before a judge to decide whether or not they can hold on to it for a longer period of time. That was really developed in Connecticut in the mid-90s, and that's been very successful there, and it's been picking up steam in other states. Washington recently passed a similar law that also allows family members to raise a red flag to police. So, hey, you know, I think my brother's sort of starting to scare me. He's making all these threats of violence, and I'm worried that he's not joking, and the police could intervene and take firearms.
So ultimately, is Florida any closer whatsoever to keeping guns away from mentally ill people?
I don't think so. I think the takeaway is that there is complexity here, and people are going to have to be willing to reach across the aisle and understand the viewpoints of people who disagree with them on guns. You know, I don't know that we can get anywhere in terms of solutions without trying to understand people we disagree with.
Michael Oslin is a reporter in the Herald-Times Tallahassee Bureau. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.